请我们翻到《约翰福音》第四章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 4.
第十九节读起，我读给大家听。
Beginning with verse 19, I will read for brothers and sisters.
妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。
The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father.
你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道。
You worship that which you do not know. We worship that which we know.
因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
For salvation is from the Jews.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
我们低头再有点简单的祷告。
Let us bow our heads and have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，又到了我们蒙恩的时候。
Lord, we thank you. The day of salvation has arrived again.
我们又像玛利亚一样，要坐在你的脚前。
We are just like Mary, seated before your feet.
主啊，但愿你再一次对我们的心说话。
Lord, speak to our hearts once again.
我们都在这里。
We are all here.
对我们说。
Speak to us.
我们都在这里听。
We are here. We hear you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们上一次讲到敬拜的时候。
When we spoke last about worship.
我们所读的圣经就是刚才这本圣经。
The passage we read was the passage that we just read now.
这里我们的主对撒玛利亚妇人有一段的对话。
Here our Lord had a discussion with the Samaritan woman.
这一段的对话在历史上恐怕是非常重要的一段的对话。
And this discussion in history is one of the more important discussions.
因为人类有许多的谜。
Because in mankind there are many mysteries.
神对许多人来讲就是个谜。
And many times God is a riddle to man.
宇宙是个谜，因为神是个谜。
The universe is a riddle because God is a riddle.
如果宇宙中有神的话，
If there is a God in this universe,
他应当要得着敬拜。
He has to obtain worship.
我们怎么敬拜呢？
But how do we worship him?
虽然人类堕落犯罪。
Even though mankind has fallen,
虽然人的灵死了，失去它的功用。
Even though the spirit has died and lost its function,
但是敬拜的动作从来没有停止过。
But the action of worship has never stopped.
多少年来
，throughout many years,
人类的历史就是敬拜的历史。
Throughout the history of mankind, the history is of worship.
因为人和动物不一样的地方。
Because man and animal are different.
虽然很多地方很像。
Many, even though there are many similarities.
科学家告诉我们说
，Scientists tell us,
人类的 DNA 和有的动物的 DNA 不过所差别的是1%到2%。
The difference between the DNA of animal and man is about 1-2%.
但是那个差别呢，是天堂和地狱的差别。
But that difference, that gap is as far as hell is from heaven.
一个非常有理想，一个非常聪明，一个有思想的，他们会敬拜。
Somebody who is smart and intelligent, they know how to worship.
有的人从来没有读过书，一点的教育也没有，他们也会敬拜。
But those who are uneducated also know how to worship.
所以敬拜乃是人类共同的本能。
Worship is a corporate instinct from everybody.
敬拜就是告诉我们说，人乃是照着神的形象来造的。
Worship means that man was created in the image of God.
虽然今天人想把人把它带到动物的层次。
Even though we want to drop it down to the level of an animal.
到了一个地步，好像不光是 human， 而且变成 subhuman， 变成次人的地位。
Not only is it human, but we want to drag it down to a subhuman level.
我们知道人所以是人。
We know man is man.
人所以尊贵。
Man is noble.
原因就是因为人能敬，有敬拜神的本能。
It's because he has an instinct to worship.
因为神当初创造人的时候。
When God created man.
神在人的里面已经放了一个很重要的器官 organ.
In man, he already put an organ.
那这个器官，这个机关就是人的灵。
And this organ is the spirit.
人的最深处。
At the very depths of man.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
神乐意，神把灵放在我们的深处。
God put the spirit in our depths.
好像神把胃放在我们的身体里。
As if he put a stomach in us.
所以我们一生下来，我们就会吃。
So as soon as we are born, we know how to eat.
这不需要人来教导我们。
Nobody needs to teach us that.
同样的。
Similarly.
就算人堕落犯罪。
After man sinned and fell.
你看人里面有一个本能。
Man has an instinct.
所以诗篇四十二篇。
So Psalm 42.
说神啊，我的心切慕你如鹿切慕溪水。
Psalm 42 says, "As a deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants for thee."
我们知道这是人类共同有的一个渴慕。
We know that this is a corporate desire of man.
目的大就巴不得能够敬拜神，能够遇见神。
We want to meet our God.
但是很可惜。
But sadly.
我们知道，虽然人尽他所能的。
Even though man tries as hard as they can,
他们要想尽办法能赢得天的欢心，能赢得神的高兴。
They want to find a way to obtain the satisfaction from heaven and from God.
他们用最高的智慧，希望能获得天的欢心。
They want to use their highest wisdom to receive from heaven.
但是结果，你看见所有人类的敬拜。
But all worship of mankind.
你看见在。我们的主来到地上以前
，Before our Lord arrived on this earth，
你看见那些敬拜
，That worship，
若不是虚假的敬拜
，If it were not a false worship，
就是婴儿的敬拜
，Then it was a shadow worship。
所以主耶稣在这里告诉我们
，So our Lord says here，
人类的敬拜有三种的
，There are three types of worship in mankind。
第一种的敬拜
，The first worship，
就是撒玛利亚山上所代表的敬拜
，Is the worship represented on the mountain of Samaria？
那是个虚假的敬拜
，That is a false worship。
他们把神都拜错了
，They worshipped God incorrectly。
许多偶像的敬拜乃是。错误的敬拜
Many idol worships are incorrect worship.
乃是虚假的敬拜
It is a false worship.
但是我们知道
But we know.
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament.
你看神的荣耀向亚伯拉罕显现
God's glory was revealed to Abraham.
那从那个时候开始
At that time.
你看见说这个地上有一般敬拜神的人
You see some people on this earth who worship God.
所以根据历史，我们知道后来你看见他们的敬拜乃在耶路撒冷的山上。
And according to history, we know that the worship was on the mountain in Jerusalem.
感谢神
，Thank God，
这是真实的敬拜。
This is a true worship.
因为他们所敬拜的神乃是宇宙独一的真神。
Because the God that they worship was the one and true and only God.
但是我们的主怎么说呢
？What did our Lord say?
时候将到
，An hour is coming.
表示在还没有到以前
，That is before the hour came.
有一些事还没有发生
，Certain things had not happened yet.
等到时候到的时候
，An hour is to come.
有一件事要发生了
，Something is going to happen.
那就是有一个真正的敬拜
，And that there is a true worship.
那么什么叫真正的敬拜呢
？What is a true worship?
因为神是个灵
，Because God is spirit.
他是看不见的
，He is invisible.
他不是个偶像
，He is not an idol.
所以你不可能把他当作偶像来拜他。
So you cannot worship him as an idol.
你不能拜石头，不能拜木头。
You cannot worship a stone, rock, or wood.
因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以在这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
为什么那些敬拜是虚假的呢
？Why is that worship false?
因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以你不能外面拜一拜。
You cannot worship outwardly.
你不能把身体放得很低很低。
You cannot bring the body down very low.
我们知道说许多宗教的敬拜。都是浮浮在地上的敬拜。
We know that many religious worship, man is very bowed down very low.
这个是身体上的动作。
This is an action with the body.
但是主告诉我们说。
But the Bible, the Lord tells us.
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
所以当初神创造你我的时候
，When God created you and me，
他就吹气在亚当的鼻孔里
，He breathed into Adam's nostril，
然后在人的里面就创造了个灵
，And in man He created a spirit。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers，
神是个灵
，God is spirit。
我们里面有一个灵
，And we also have a spirit。
现在弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你看见我们能够敬拜了
，Now we can worship。
我们敬拜神的时候
，When we worship，
因为神是个灵
，Because God is spirit。
所以只有你用灵才。才能够接触到神。
You can only connect with God through your spirit.
所以我们看得很清楚。
Now very clearly.
比方说，这个电你怎么会传到身上来呢
？For example, how do you receive electricity?
你用木头接触电的时候。
When you touch electricity with wood.
电是电，木头是木头。
The wood is wood, the electricity is
electricity. 这个电永远留在那里。
And the electricity is always there.
电不会流到你身上来。
Electricity will not transfer to
you. 你永远知道那是电。
You know that's electricity.
这个电对你永远是客观的。
And this electricity is always objective.
但是因为你拿木头去接触电的缘
故 But when you touch the electricity with a piece of wood,
结果电根本过不来。
The electricity does not transfer.
多少年来
，throughout years,
人要敬拜神。
Man wants to worship God.
神好像电一样。
God is as if it were electricity.
但是我们是拿着木头要接触电。
But we want to touch him with a piece of wood.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
主说时候将到。
The Lord said an hour is coming.
到了有一天
，and one day,
你看有人是拿着一根铁线来接触电的。
Somebody connects the electricity.With a wire.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为在电的铁线的里面
，Because in the wire，
里面有很多很多的电子是跑来跑去的。
There are different
electrons
moving around.
所以因为有很多电跑来跑去的缘故
，And because of all the movement of these electrons，
所以它就很容易把电就传过来了。
So then the electricity can be conducted.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你看多少千年，多少千年来
，Thousands of years，
人都在那里敬拜神。
Man is worshiping God.
他们有没有拜到神呢
？Did they worship God？
神是神，他们还是他们。
God is God and they are they.
你看见没有
？Do you see that？
神对他们永远是客观的。
God forever is objective to them.
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord。
神是个灵
you know God is spirit.
神在我们里面创造了个灵
God created in us a spirit.
所以如果你要拜他的话
so if you are to worship him,
你要用心灵诚实来拜他
you are to worship him in spirit and truth.
这个时候电就通到我们身上来了
and then that electricity is conducted.
这个时候在我们身上就产生变化
then in our lives we are transformed.
这个时候你的敬拜乃是真实的敬拜
then that worship is true worship.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
难道说旧约的敬拜是虚假的吗
is the Old Testament worship false?
不是的
No.
因为在希腊原文里面那个真有两个字
Because in the original Greek the word truth has two meanings
真是有两个字有两个有
Oh there are two words for truth
其中有一个字
One word
那个真是对着假的
Truth as opposed to false
那在这里圣灵所用的字
Here the spirit uses
那个真实的敬拜那个真
The word of true worship
不是对着假的
It's not in comparison to false
是乃是对着影儿的
It's comparing to shadow
你看见吗
Do you see that?
这个影儿和实体中间的对比
You see a comparison between a shadow and reality
我还没有站在你们面前以前
Before I stood before you today
有的人看到我的照片了
Many of you saw my picture
那是我的影儿
That is my shadow
所以等到我来到了
But when I arrive
你可以把我正照片丢在自制楼里面
You can throw away my picture
所以弟兄姊妹你明白吗
Now do you understand
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
所有旧约里面的故事
All the stories in the Old Testament
都是影儿的故事
They are all shadows
有敬拜
There's worship,
有会幕
There's tabernacle,
也有圣殿
There's temple,
但这个敬拜是影儿的敬拜
But this worship is a shadow worship
这告诉我们说
It tells us,
如果你要亲近神
If you are to draw nigh to God
你一定要经过铜祭坛
You have to go through the bronze altar
你看见一定有流血
There is a shedding of blood
然后人才能够进到圣所
Then man can enter the holy place
然后最后大祭司带着羔羊去一年就一次进到至圣所
and the high priestenters into the Holy of Holies once a year with blood.
所以以色列人现在觉得我们可以来亲近神。
So the people of Israel think they can draw nigh to God.
他们每年到耶路撒冷过节的时候。
Every year they go to the Jerusalem for the feast.
他们一同聚在 women's court 的时候。
When they are gathered together in the women's court.
他们在女人院、妇人院的时候。
When they are in the women's court.
他们要说我们真好。
They say it is so good.
没有人比我们离开神更近了。
Nobody is as close as us to God.
你看那些外邦人像猪、像狗一样，他们远。
般离神的。
All those Gentiles, like dogs and pigs, are far away from God.
但是我们是神的选民。
But we are the chosen ones.
神的同在就在我们的隔壁。
God's presence is our neighbor.
神的同在，神的荣耀就在我们的隔壁。
His glory is just right across the neighbor.
你再往上走一点。
If you walk a little bit.
你经过十五个阶梯。
After you cross 15 steps.
你就会到了祭司的院。
You arrive at the priest's court.
那里就有祭坛了。
There you have the altar.
那里就有圣所了。
There you have the holy place.
神在哪里呢？
Where is God?
神的荣耀在哪里？
Where is the glory of God?
他们说我们要来到你的脚凳前下拜。
They say we will bow down at your footstool.
脚凳是什么？
What is a footstool?
就是圣经里用约柜来形容是神的脚凳。
And that footstool is that altar, is the ark.
所以表示已经到了至圣所了。
So it shows that we've arrived at the holy place.
如果你真的要敬拜的话，
If you really want to worship,
诗人怎么说呢？
What does the psalmist say?
我们乃是在你脚凳前下拜。
We bow down before the footstool.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 如果你真的要敬拜到神了，
If you really want to worship God,
你一定到这至圣所才可以。
You have to arrive at the Holy of Holies.
有没有人到至圣所呢？
Has anybody reached the Holy
of Holies? 一年只有一个人。
Every year only once.
还是带着大祭司的。
And that is
还带着血的。
The one who brings blood
with him. 代表所有的以色列人。
Representing all the children of Israel.
来到神的面前。
Arrive before God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是真实的敬拜吗？
Is this true worship?
这个不是虚假的。
It's not false.
你看见这是在神的教育里面， education 里面。
It's in the education of God.
神用多少年来教育以色列人？
God educated the children of Israel for many years.
告诉他们进到神面前路是那条路。
He said to enter to see God, you have to walk this way.
那个路有没有打通呢？
Have they reached that way?
那个路从来没有打通的。
That way has never gone through.
你看见说圣所跟至圣所有一个很厚的幔子。
You see that between the holy place and the holy of holies is a thick veil.
所以你就到了圣所，还没有到至圣所。
Even if you arrive at the holy place, you have not arrived at the holy of holies.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你说从 women's court 一直到至圣所，
if you say from the women's court all the way to the holy of holies,
到底有多远呢？
How far is it?
也许你说100公尺、200公尺、300公尺，随便你说好。
Maybe you say it's 100, 200, 300 meters.
你就算是400公尺，
even it's a 400 meters.
但那条路，
but that way,
你不知道走了多少年。
You don't know how many years you've
walked. 你还没有到那里。
You still haven't arrived.
那条路虽然是几百公尺，
even though it's only a couple hundred meters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
那个路遥远到个地步，好像是无限的遥远一样。
That distance is so long, it's as if it's an infinite distance.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这不是虚假的敬拜。
This is not a false worship.
但是这是影子的敬拜。
But it's a shadow worship.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
所以难怪他们里面渴了。
No wonder they thirst.
所以主耶稣站起来说，
So Jesus stood.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
If any man thirsts, he can come and drink of me.
你看这些人是干渴的人。
All these people are thirsty.
一年过一年。
Every year, year by year.
他们在那里过他们那个 feast， 过那个逾越，过他住住棚节。
They are celebrating the feast of tabernacles.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
他们还没有亲眼见神的。
They have not seen God eye to eye.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他们知道说，
they know.
如果有一天弥赛亚来就好了。
If one day the Messiah arrives, that would be good.
他们一直等，一直等。
They are waiting and waiting.
他们里面不能够满足。
They are cannot be filled.
主耶稣说，人若渴了，可以到我这来喝。
The Lord said, if any man thirsts, come to me.
为什么？
Why?
因为只有主耶稣能告诉我们这个真实敬拜神的道路。
Because only the Lord Jesus can show us the true way to worship God.
所以很清楚的，
Very clear, brothers
and sisters. 那个秘诀在哪里？
Where is the secret?
一个秘诀就是我们要有理心灵和诚实来拜
他。We are to worship him in spirit and in truth.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这就表示时候没有到的。
That means before the time has arrived.
因为人堕落的缘故。
Because man has fallen.
人的灵失去了他的功用。
Because the spirit has lost its function.
人剩下他的魂。
The soul remains.
剩下他的身体。
The body remains.
所以很自然。
So very natural.
你要敬拜怎么敬拜？
How do you worship?
神那么远。
God is so far.
神高高在上。
God is highly exalted.
你低低在下。
And you are so low.
所以你觉得你像灰尘一样。
You are just like dust.
所以你就匍匐在灰尘里面来敬拜。
So you bow down in the dust to worship him.
感谢神。
Thank God.
你看见吗？
Do you see
this? 这是人所能做的最多了。
This is the most that man can do.
因为人灵失去功用了。
Because the spirit has lost its function.
现在人变成瞎子了嘛。
Now man has become blind.
但人还是要敬拜神。
But man still wants to worship God.
所以现在人只剩下20%了。怎么办呢？
Now you only have 20% of your function.
那怎么办呢？
What do you do?
是现在怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
好了，现在人当然就在人的身体，就用身体来敬拜神。
Then they use their body to worship God.
所以他们拍掌。
So they clap their hands.
所以他们欢呼。
So they cry out.
你去读旧约的圣经。
Read read the Old Testament.
就这样子的。
That is how they worship.
那外邦人敬拜。
And then Gentile worship.
那是更难了，更你去读圣经很清楚。
If you read the Bible, it's very clear.
你记不记得以利亚曾经挑战那些虚假的先知
？Do you remember when Elijah challenged those false prophets?
450个先知。
450
都是假的。
They were all false.
稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't that amazing?
一个先知。
One prophet.
真耶华的神，耶华的真先知。
A Jehovah's true.
现在要对待450个先知
against 450 prophets
到底谁是神呢
who is God
这个比例是一跟450的比例
the ratio is 1 to 450
你知道这个比例什么比例呢
what kind of ratio is that
这个比例就是这个 1.300 人和对方135,000人的对比
It is the same ratio as Gideon's 300 men against the 15,000 others.
13,500. 所以你看，那个是450跟一个的比。
That is 450 to 1.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你我都明白那段故事。
You all know that story.
你看见吗？现在谁是神呢
？Who is God?
他们从上午就开始敬拜。
They started to worship from the morning.
没有声音。
No sound.
到了下午还是没有声音。
In the afternoon, still nothing.
他们大声地喊。
They cried out.
他们自己催眠自己。
They hypnotized themselves.
他们用刀用枪割自己的身体。
And they cut themselves up.
这是他们的敬拜。
That is their worship.
有什么办法呢
？What could they do?
你在旧约人的灵已经失去功能。
In the Old Testament.The spirit has lost its function.
这是人能所想的最好的。
That is the best they could do.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
你看见这个就是在圣灵没有来到以前。
That is before the Holy Spirit arrived.
那个敬拜就是这样的敬拜。
That is such worship.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand?
现在的敬拜是在人的身体里面，在人的魂里面。
Today's worship is in the body and the soul.
很有意思的。
It's very interesting.
这个旧约讲的敬拜有一个词。
In the Old Testament, when you speak of worship, there's a term.
其实旧约好几个词的，希伯来书有，希伯来文有好几个词。
There are many terms or words for worship in the Hebrew.
但是有个主要的词。
But there's one very important.
新约也是这样。
Same in the New Testament.
希腊文里面也讲的敬拜这个词。
In the Greek, there's also a word for worship.
有一个主要的。
A very important.
那如果你比较这两个词很有意思。
If you compare these two main words.
旧约里面讲的敬拜。
In the Old Testament, when you speak worship,
那个希伯来原文呢
？The original Hebrew
就是中文的匍匐在地的匍匐。
And in Chinese is the same word as prostrate.
所以当一个人匍匐在地的时候
，When somebody prostrates on the ground,
你去读旧约
，Look at the Old Testament.
你看很清楚的
，Very clear.
你看见圣经很明显的，他们敬拜的时候，他们可以说是匍匐在地的。
When they worship, they prostrated themselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，你注意到没有
？Do you see this?
在旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament,
身体的姿势是很重要的。
The action of the body is very important.
他们是借 gesture， 他们是借着那个 gesture 来表达他们的敬拜。
So the way they represent their worship is through the gesture of their body.
原因在哪里？因为人的灵失去它的功能
Because the spirit lost its function.
所以现在只有身体和他的魂
So only the soul and body remain.
所以他们敬拜的时候
So when they worship,
他们当然用他们的身体来敬拜
Of course they worship with their body.
那么很有意思
Very interesting.
你读到新约这个敬拜这个词的时候
When you read the word, that main word in the New Testament on worship,
圣经学者会告诉你
Bible scholars will tell you.
当你读这个圣经怎么用新约这个词的时候
When you see how the Bible uses that word,
你看见它很少给你的印象是身体上的。
Very rarely does it give you the impression of bodily worship.
当然，你敬拜，你不可能身体没有受影响。
Of course, if you worship, your body is influenced.
但是在旧约的时候
，But in the Old Testament,
圣灵没有来到以前
，Before the Holy Spirit came,
人能做什么呢
？What can man do?
人能做他所有的最好的摆出去了。
Man can give only of his best.
所以你看见吗
？You see that?
用各种各样的方法
，All different types of ways.
弟兄姊妹需要一个很高的建筑
，They need a huge building.
你来到了很高的建筑
，And when you come to a tall building,
你就想到神是在高高在上的神。
You see how God is highly above.
所以我们需要外面来帮助才可以。
So we need outward help.
这就证明我们需要外面的帮助。
So therefore we need outward help.
不光需要外面的帮助
，Not only outward help.
现在需要有一些话告诉神。
We need some words to speak. speak to God.
那我不会讲怎么办呢
？If I don't know how to say,
那有人比我聪明的多。
Some other ones are smarter than I.
他就把一些话告诉我是应该怎么讲，怎么讲，怎么讲。
So others will tell me how to say these words.
Somebody will give these words to me. 所以这些还是身体的。
So this is still bodily.
那如果你读哥罗西书的话
，If you read Colossians,
你知道保罗用那个字是很严肃的字。
You know that Paul used a very serious word.
那里中文呢讲到私意崇拜。
It says here the self-made religion.
请我们记得，那个在希腊原文什么意思呢
？What is that in the original Greek?
就是人在肉体里面敬拜。
That is the worship in the flesh.
你看稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't that amazing?
什么叫肉体呢
？What is the flesh?
肉体在圣经里面乃是指着一个堕落的魂来说的。
Flesh in the Bible means a fallen soul.
我们的魂没有堕落的时候
，Before our soul fell，
我们的情感、思想和意志
，All our emotions, our will, and our emotions and will in our mind，
然后圣经称它做 soul， 称它做魂。
That the Bible calls our soul。
但人堕落以后
，But after man fell，
罪就把这个人的人格把它污染了。
So the personality of man was corrupted by sin。
所以这个 polluted 不是这个污染的人格。
So this polluted personality，
圣经就称它做 flesh， 称它做肉体。
That is called flesh。
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你明白吗
？Do you understand？
人用他的思想，用他的情感，用他的意志。
Mind uses man uses mind。Mind, emotions, and will.
他们要敬拜神。
They want to worship God.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
旧约跟新约的敬拜有何等的不同
？How different the worship is in the Old and New Testament.
你看见什么叫做在灵里敬拜
？What is to worship in the Spirit?
圣经在新约用灵这个字的时候
，When the Bible uses the word spirit，
它不是单独的用的。
It is not using it singularly.
他用的时候
，when he uses it，
因为这个灵乃是重生的灵。
This spirit is a reborn spirit.
Regenerated.
A regenerated spirit.
那因为我们的灵是重生的灵。
Because it's a regenerated spirit.
这证明说圣灵已经住在我们的灵。
It means that the Holy Spirit is already in us.
我们的灵不过是 organ.
Our spirit is but an organ.
但是圣灵住在我们的灵里面。
But the Holy Spirit abides in our spirit.
就变成了我们的 personality.
It becomes our personality.
这就是圣经所说的 in。Inner man 说的里面的人
，This is our inner man。
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
圣灵和我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
Holy Spirit and our spirit proves that we are the children of God。
所以每次讲到新约的时候
，So anytime we speak of the New Testament，
你讲的灵的时候
，When you speak of the spirit，
就证明那个灵被重生了。
It proves that it's been regenerated。
你看见吗
？Do you see？
我们是从圣灵生的。
We have been born by the Holy Spirit。
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
就是说本来我们是瞎眼的
，Before we were blind。
现在我们眼睛被
Now our eyes are open.
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget，
这个眼睛只是个 organ。
This eyes are but an organ。
我们的灵只是个 organ， 只是一个器官而已。
The spirit is but an organ。
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget，
是圣灵做了这个 organ 的生命。
The Holy Spirit becomes the life of that organ。
所以什么叫做在灵里敬拜神
？So how do we worship Him in spirit？
在灵里敬拜神就是在圣灵里面敬拜神。
To worship Him in spirit is to worship Him in the Holy Spirit。
那你怎么敬拜呢
？How do you worship？
是在肉体里敬拜
，not in the flesh，
也不是在身体里敬拜
，and not in the body。
那问题在这里了
，here's the problem。
是谁来带领我们敬拜
？Who leads us into worship？
感谢神
，thank God。
你知道保惠师已经来了
，the Comforter has already arrived。
他要引导我们进入一切的真理
，he is to lead us into all truth。
那请我们记得
，let us remember。
所以圣灵带领着我们敬拜
，it is the Holy Spirit who leads us into worship。
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
你在旧约的时候
，in the Old Testament，
你看见许多的敬拜有一定。
Many worship has a different form.
它一定有一些 formula.
They have different formulas.
在主耶稣的时候
，in the time of Jesus，
他进到会堂里面去。
When he entered the synagogue，
有没有祷告呢
？Did he pray？
有祷告。
Yes。
祷告是什么呢
？What is prayer？
祷告是敬拜里面的一部分。
That prayer is a part of worship.
当他们祷告的时候
，But when they pray，
有一个人祷告
，One person prayed。
许多人说阿门
，Every other said amen。
你叫主耶稣进到这些会堂
？When Jesus entered into the synagogue，
所以主耶稣非常。熟悉这些敬拜的
，He is very familiar with these worship。
那么在祷告的部分里面
，So in the part of prayer，
分着两大段的
，It's split into two pieces。
前面一段，后面一段。
The first prayer and second one。
到了后面一段
，At the second part，
他们的祷告什么祷告呢
？What kind of prayer was that？
他们有18个 benedictions。
There are 18 benedictions。
换句话，他们要宣布18个祝福的。
They want to declare 18 benedictions。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你看见这些有些话是很好的话
，There are some very good words here。
是非常。好的思想
Very good thoughts here.
但是现在变得 formula.
But it became a formula.
现在有一定的形式的。
You have an exact form.
你只要来到会堂里面。
So once you come into the synagogue,
一定是十八个的。
You have 18.
所以你看见吗？
Do you see that?
在这里人敬拜的时候。
When men worship,
有一定的形式。
There is a specific
formula. 有一定的礼仪。
There is a specific ritual.
特别在圣殿里面。
Especially in the temple.
弟兄们，你看见没有？
Do you see that?
整个律法就告诉我们。
The whole law tells us.
人应该怎样的敬拜。
How men should worship.
旧约怎样的敬拜。
And how Old Testament worship.
什么事都是对的。
Everything is right.
但什么事都是影儿的。
But all is a shadow.
弟兄们，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
感谢神。
Thank God.
这些都是对的。
Everything is right.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
如果实体没有来到的话。
If the reality has not arrived.
如果眼睛没有开启的话。
If the eyes have not been opened.
你还是走过马路。
You can still cross the road.
你看见没有？你还是能过马路。
You can still cross the road.
如果那些 signal 是 mixed 的话，是给你一个糊涂的信号的话。
If the, there are mixed signals.
你就迷路了。
Then you will go wrong.
这就是那些。
Right.
这就是错误的敬拜。
You will get lost, and that's a false worship.
但如果有人告诉你，
but if somebody tells
you, 这是要对的路，
this is the right way.
你也过马路了，
and you cross the road.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在这个时候，
here we see,
这个瞎子里面有一个祷，有一个愿望。
There's a desire in the blind man.
Oh, 我巴不得。
Oh, I want.
有一天我眼睛能看见。
One day my eyes can be open.
我现在只听说这里过马路要那样，要等一件，等红绿灯变绿了我才过去。
Right now I only hear that I have to wait for the green light to be able to cross.
我只听说这件事。
I've only heard of that.
我巴不得有一天我亲眼看见那个绿灯，红灯变成绿灯。
One day I desire to see the green light turn to red.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
为什么人会饥渴呢？
Why does man thirst?
饥渴不是光是因为人犯罪。
Man does not thirst because he sins.
饥渴不是因为人把神拜错。
It's not just because he worship God incorrectly.
饥渴是因为你一切都是对，你还是可以过马路。
He thirsts. Even though he can cross the road,
所有的生活是婴儿的生活。
Because all that life is but a shadow.
感谢神。
Thank、
我们的主怎么说？
What did the Lord say?
时候将到。
An hour is coming.
如今就是。
And now is.
神在寻找一般人敬拜他。
He is seeking those to worship him.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这般人好像旧约没有找到。
It's as if that he did not found it in the Old Testament.
现在他终于找到了。
But now he finally found them.
那这些人怎么敬拜呢？
How do these people worship?
他们用心灵诚实来。
They worship him in spirit and in truth.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果这样的话，
if that's the case,
风是随着意思吹的。
If the wind blows a certain direction,
如果圣灵在那里工作的话，
if the Holy Spirit is doing His work,
你不可能 follow 一个 program 的。
You cannot have a program.
你不可能根据一个程序的。
You cannot just follow a program.
你不能讲一定的几句话。
You cannot speak certain exact words.
你讲完了以后，
and after you speak those words,
然后下面你群众就说 Blessed be the Lord.
And then the crowd will then say Blessed be the Lord.
然后荣颂赞归给我们的主。弟兄姊妹，你需要这样来做吗？
Can you do that?
圣灵在你的里面。
The Holy Spirit is in you.
你应该知道怎么敬拜。
You need to know how to worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们的主亲眼看见过圣殿的敬拜。
Our Lord saw how the worship was in the temple.
我们的主也经过了会堂的敬拜。
And our Lord went through the worship in the synagogue.
现在我们主有话要说。
Now our Lord has something to say.
他特别到了撒玛利亚这个地方。
He came to Samaria specifically.
你看我们的主他一定要经过撒玛利亚。
He said he had to go through Samaria.
因为这里是很重要的地方。
Because a very important
弟兄姊妹，在这里很明显给我们看，
it is very clear,
有三种的敬拜，
three different types of worship.
神所要的敬拜，
the worship that God wants,
乃是真正拜父的，
is those who truly worship the Father.
神是个灵，
God is spirit.
拜父的人，拜父的这个用心灵和诚实拜他的。神要必须这个，所以神是个灵，所以拜他必用心灵和诚实来拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
我们大家都相信纽约的音乐在这里。纽约的音乐在这里。
We all know that New York's music is here.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
纽约有人在那唱歌，你这里听得见。
When somebody sings in New York, you can hear it here.
为什么？
Why?
因为纽约有人唱歌的时候，他把那个声音的波以及音乐的波已经送到这里来了。
Because when somebody sang in New York, the sound waves are brought here.
所以你知道有人在这唱歌。
So you know that somebody's singing.
你说我听不见。
You say I can't hear.
你当然听不见。
Of course you can't hear.
它是看不见的。
Because it's invisible.
为什么你看不见呢
？Why is it invisible?
你说是红的，是蓝的，是白的，是黄的。
You say is it red? Is it black? Is it green? Is it red?
它是波，你是看不见的。
But it's a sound wave. You can't see it.
神是个灵，没有人看见的。
God is a spirit. Nobody can see.
但是不是你就不能够经历纽约这个波了呢
？Does it mean that you can't experience the music in New York?
不是的。现在你只要有办法就可以了。
Now you just have to have a way.
所以你怎么办呢
？What is the way?
你就拿个收音机来。
You take a radio.
然后你把收音机就打开了。
So you turn on the radio.
然后你要去动一动。
You have to move the dial.
这个动一动什么意思
？What does the moving the dial mean?
动一动就告诉我每一个波啊，它这个震动的次数都不一样。
Because each sound wave has a different frequency.
那么这个震动的次序，有人就称它叫 frequency， 叫做频率，就是震动的次序不一样。
So each frequency is different.
所以这样就好了。
So
这样你就不会糊涂了。
So now you won't get confused.
你如果要听纽约的音乐，你播到这里就好。
So if you want to listen to the music in New York, you turn to this frequency.
你要伦敦的音乐，你播到这里就好。
If you want to listen to the music in London, you turn to this.
你要高雄来的音乐，播到这里就好。
Or the music in Kaohsiung, this frequency.
非常的稀奇。
It's amazing.
否则你根本听不见。
Or else you couldn't hear it.
你看见整个都混在一起，你不可能听见。
Or else it'll be all confusion.
所以你明白吗
？Do you understand?
你一定要对准那个才可以的。
You have to pinpoint to it.
那纽约的音乐，如果它的频率是某一个频率的话。
So if the frequency of the music in New York is such,
那你要对准它的频率才可以。
So you have to pinpoint to that
frequency. 你如果不对准它的频率的话
，if you don't point to that frequency,
你根本听不见的。
You can't hear it.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
神是个灵
，God is spirit.
所以我们用灵来拜他。
Therefore we worship him in spirit.
但是何等的可怜
！But it's very sad.
许多时候我们说我们听不见纽约的音乐。
So many times we say we can't hear the music in New York.
我们努力了半天
，we've tried so hard.
你只听见台北的音乐。
I've only heard the music in Taipei.
整个世界只有台北，全世界什么都不见。
As if there's only music in Taipei, none in the rest of the world.
其实全世界都在的。
But the rest of the world does exist.
是你根本听不见，你的器官用错了嘛
？It's because you use the wrong organ.
所以怎么办呢
？What do you do?
你不光把收音机打开
，Not only do you turn on the radio,
而且你要把频率把它调整。
You have to get the right frequency.
那这什么意思
？What does that mean?
这里面当然很深的科，很深的学问在里面。
Of course, there's some deeper education.
不过很简单来说
，But simply speaking,
在这个收音机里面。
In a radio,
它有一个 receiver， 有个接收器。
They have a receiver. It has a receiver.
那么这个接收器你可以拨来拨去的。
You can turn the dial on this receiver.
你看它拨的时候，如果你的频率
，So if you turn it at the frequency，
和纽约的频率是一样的话
，It's the same frequency as the one in New York.
很有意思的。
It's very interesting.
如果这个两个频率一样，怎么结果呢
？If the two frequencies are the same，
结果它们产生一个作用。
And they have a use.
这个作用一个结果，结果是什么 ？consequence 是什么
？What is the consequence？
那个就是 resonance， 就是共振。
And that's a resonance.
什么叫共振呢
？What's a resonance？
共振就是如果这两个是频率一样的话
，A resonance is if these two frequencies are the same.
它就能把那个信号放大了。
Then the sound can be amplified.
它一放大以后
，And once it's amplified，
现在你耳朵听见了。
Now you can hear it.
不放大你耳朵听不见。
If it's not amplified, you can't hear it.
你懂不懂？所以现在呢，这个收音机一定这个普通你听不见，因为那个能量太小了。
Because the radio sometimes you don't hear.Because it's not strong enough.
但如果是共振的话
，But if it's resonating，
结果你就听见了。
Then you hear.
啊，你说我听见了纽约的音乐。
You say, Oh, I listened to the New York music.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you see that?
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
拜他用心灵和诚实来拜他。
You need to worship him in spirit and in truth.
有一次在法国。
One time in France.
这个拿破仑的军队。
Some of the soldiers from Napoleon.
那么他经过一座桥。
The army went through a bridge.
那么经过一座桥的时候，忽然间的那个带队的人呢
？As they were crossing the bridge, the leader said.
他忽然间心血来潮，他说：“我们踢正步。
”He says, "Let us march on."
那么踢正步什么意思
？What does marching on?
就是你不是漫步，不是随便走的。
That is not you're not walking out of sync.
你走你有一个振动的频率，他走有一个振动频率，都是乱的。
So when you walk, just walk, you're walking out of sync.
那如果我们说是 march on， 说是踢正步的话
，But let's say we want to march formally。
那每一个人，大家的速度都，大家的频率都是一样的。
So everybody's step is in sync。
你看见没有
？Do you see that？
所以他们就踢正步从这个桥就过了。
So they decided to march across the bridge。
但是那一天呢
？But at that day，
他们踢正步的那个频率
，The frequency that they were walking or marching，
和那个桥本身有一个自然的频率。
And the bridge itself had its own natural frequency.
结果这两个频率是完全一样的。
That frequency ended up being the exact same.
因为这个缘故
，for that reason.
所以呢，他们就把所有这些能量通通吸到桥里面去。
So all of that power was absorbed into the bridge.
那个桥说我受不了了。
And the bridge said, I can't stand it.
所以就断掉了。
And the bridge collapsed.
这是真实的故事。
This is a true story.
你知道这是真实发生在法国的故事。
This is a true story that happened in France.
有一次有一座桥断掉了。
When that bridge collapsed.
普通是不可能的。
It's impossible.
哦，你说这神奇，这是不可能的。
That's impossible to happen.
那个桥怎么会？你在走着怎么会掉下去？
How can a bridge just collapse like that?
你不要忘记
Don't forget.
如果两个频率一样的话
If the frequency is the same,
结果那件事情就发生了
Then that would happen.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人神都不能感动我们
No, the God cannot move us.
我们觉得我们得救根本就是神迹奇事
We feel that when we are saved, it's by a miracle.
但是感谢神
But thank God.
你记不记得第一次
Do you remember the first time?
你祷告的时候
When you prayed.
你从你的深处
You prayed from the depths of your heart.
弟兄姊妹
Sisters,
当你在那里向神祷告的时候
When you pray to God,
不知道为什么
you don't know why,
弟兄姊妹
Brothers, sisters,
你觉得好像有一样东西发生在你身上
you felt that something happened in you,
你不会解释
you don't know how to explain it,
但是圣经告诉我们说
but the Bible tells us,
因为神是个灵
because God is spirit,
你用你的灵来敬拜他
when you worship him in spirit,
他的频率和你的频率是一样的
his frequency and your frequency is the same
想想看我们这个人很不容易破碎的
It's very difficult for us to be broken down
很不容易得救的
It's very difficult for us to be saved
我们这个人不可以折不容易折服的
It's very difficult for us to be conquered
稀奇的很
But very amazing
我们得救的那个时候
The day that we were saved
你我都知道有什么事情发生
You and I know what happened
你知道就是因着我们那一祷告
Because we made that prayer
我们蒙恩得救了
We were saved
我们成了何等样的人
We are such a blessed people
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
没有一个人比保罗更经历这件事
Nobody experienced it more than Paul
保罗曾经在影子里面敬拜
Paul used to worship in the shadow
哦，没有人比他更知道 Judaism 更知道犹太教
Nobody knew Judaism as well as Paul
但是感谢神
But thank God
在大马色的路上
On the way to Damascus
你想想看
Think about it
保罗这样的人能得救吗
Can somebody like Paul be saved?
你看看，许多人要研究他为什么保罗能够得救。
Many people want to do research. How could Paul be saved?
保罗得救的故事。
The story of Paul's salvation.
只有一个解释。
There's only one explanation.
那个解释就是我们主的解释。
And its explanation is our Lord's explanation.
弟兄姊妹，我们主所说这一段的话。
When our Lord spoke these words.
是人类历史里面划时代的话。
It is the golden words of the age of mankind.
从来没有人说过这样的话。
Nobody ever spoke these words.
这个话只能从天上来。
These words can only come from heaven.
你知道约翰呢
？You know John.
因着启示的缘故。
Because of revelation.
圣灵给他三句话。
The Holy Spirit gave him three words.
我们很喜欢保罗。
We love Paul.
我们说保罗的启示真是很大。
We say Paul's revelation is very great.
保罗启示实在是很大。
Paul's revelation is great.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
约翰所得着的启示。
The revelation that John received.
通通浓缩在约翰福音里面。
It is all condensed into the Gospel of John.
稀奇的很。
It's amazing.
你看见约翰在晚年以前。
In right before his older age.
有三个大的启示。
He had three revelations.
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
神就是光。
God is light.
神就是爱。
God is love.
约翰福音第一章到第七章。
John chapter 1 through 7.
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
从第八章到第十二章。
Chapter 8 to chapter 12.
神就是光。
God is light.
从十三章到二十一章。
Chapter 13 to 21.
神就是爱。
God is love.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
从敬拜开始。
Begins with worship.
因着敬拜的缘故
And because of worship,
我们就开始走这条道路
We can begin to walk this way.
感谢主
Thank God.
你看见绿灯了。
You've seen the green light.
你不是想象绿灯是什么样。
No longer can you just imagine a green light.
全世界没有一个地方像台北一样。
No place in this world is like Taipei.
你过马路的时候。
When you cross the road.
告诉你还有90秒。
It tells you you still have 90
seconds. 你可以慢慢走。
You can walk slowly.
后面十秒的时候。
When you're 10 seconds
left. 你看那个里面人跑，你也要跑了。
You see that little man running. You need to run too.
我跑的地方不是很多，但是我从来没有看一个地方像台北一样。
I've never seen this like anywhere else.
那这个他们台北这是全世界的专利的 patent.
This is a patent that is held in Taipei.
所以你看见吗？你在60秒你还可以大摇大摆的走。
So when you see that there's 60 seconds left, you can still walk leisurely.
最后十分钟你才跑得快一点。
But the last 10 seconds, you need to start running.
你为什么能这样做？
Why can you do that?
你有个眼睛。
You have your eyes.
所以你知道怎么走的。
So you know how to walk.
如果瞎眼的话。
If you're blind.
他看不见。
You can't see it.
这条路还是要走。
But you still need to walk the way.
但是在影子里面走。
But you walk in the shadow.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我想很清楚。
I think it's very clear.
主的这一段话。
The Lord, this portion.
是人类历史里面。
In the mankind history,
最重要的一句话。
It is one of the most important words.
世界有多少个宗教？
There are so many religions.
有多少个伟大的教主？
There are so many masters of religion.
但从来没有一位像我们的主一样。
But there is no one like our Lord.
多少年人在摸索啊？
Years and years they were searching.
人没有路啊。
They had no way.
人觉得干渴。
They felt thirsty.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers,
什么时候这个问题能解决？
How do you solve this problem?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
等到主回来的时候，
When the Lord returns,
你看见这些问题就解决。
All those problems are resolved.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们何等的幸福。
We are so blessed.
我们的主为我们钉十字架。
The Lord nailed to the cross for us.
解决了我们罪的问题。
He resolved the problem of sin.
他不光叫我们脱离罪的审判。
Not only did he release us from the condemnation of
sin. 今天带领我们脱离罪的权势。
But he has also released us from the bondage of sin.
主回来的时候也叫我们脱离罪的同在。
And then he also releases us from the presence of sin.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他的救恩是完全的救恩。
His salvation is complete.
这个好不好？
Is this good?
好得很。
It is good.
我这个罪人的问题解决了。
My problem, my sin is resolved.
但是弟兄姊妹，有一个比这个我们叫福音是很完美的。
The gospel is very beautiful.
感谢主。
Thank God.
弟兄姊妹，因着我们的主升天。
Because our Lord ascended.
圣灵降下来。
And the Spirit has come down.
住在我们的灵里。
Abiding in our spirit.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢神。
Thank God.
圣灵就重生了我们。
The Holy Spirit has regenerated us.
我们这些瞎眼的人现在都看见。
We who are blind can see.
你看我们的主为我们做了何等的工作。
You see how great a work our Lord did for us.
我们不能不把感谢归给。
We cannot help but give Him the praise and thanks.
我们这些坐在这里的人。
We seated here.
我不知道你们还有人没有得救。
We are so blessed. Some of us are not saved.
你不要再摸索了。
Don't just start touching blindly. Don't borrow a radio.
你的收音机就在你里面。
The radio is in you.
你只要来到你的心的深处。
You just have to come to the depths of your heart.
你把你的心一打开。
When you open up your heart.
你说神啊。
You say God.
虽然我不认识你。
Even though I don't know you.
虽然我听说有你。
Even though I've only heard of you.
但是我愿意来接近你。
But I want to draw nigh to you.
我承认我是罪人。
I confess that I'm a sinner.
我愿意接受耶稣基督做我的救主。
I want to accept you as my savior.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends,
如果你今天听见这些话，
if you hear these words,
现在你接受了，
and you accept these
words, 你就蒙恩得救了，
then you are saved.
你就和我们一样，
you are just like us.
是全世界最幸福的人。
We are the most blessed people in the world.
感谢主。现在你走在马路上，
now you walk on the road.
你可以大摇大摆了。
Now you can walk leisurely.
因为还有90秒嘛。
Because there's 90 more seconds.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
没有人像你那么安息的。
Nobody is as restful as you.
原因在哪里呢？
Why?
你有一双的眼睛。
You have a pair of eyes.
现在谁能开我们这双的眼睛？
Who can open these eyes?
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
所以在这里很清楚地给我们看。
It very clearly shows us.
圣灵，这是主自己在我们身上所做何等大的工作。
This is what the Lord has done. This mighty work in our lives.
约翰福音是太丰富的一章圣经。
The Gospel of John is so abundant.
没有一个地方很少像约翰福音讲敬拜讲那么清楚。
Very rarely does any other book speak of worship so clearly.
但不光如此。
But not only that.
你知道约翰福音还告诉我们什么吗？
The Gospel of John also tells us what?
约翰福音里面一共有八个神迹。
There are 8 miracles in the Gospel of John.
其实主耶稣最少行了35个神迹。
And the Lord himself himself did at least 35, performed 35 miracles. But in the Gospel of John, he chose 8. And each story, there's always a spiritual lesson. Do you remember the story of the one that was born blind? Very interesting. Do you remember that there was one who was paralyzed? On the Sabbath, he didn't have any rest. On the Sabbath, usually is a day of rest. When he saw other people go into the pool, he couldn't go in. He had the Sabbath, but he had no rest. But one day, the Lord gave him rest. He says, you want to go in? And the Lord healed him. And he took his pallet and walked.
弟兄姊妹, Brother and sister,
somebody who had no rest in the Sabbath. Who gave him rest?
他拿着褥子,
he took his pallet, he was full of rest. He was healed.
什么是真正的安息,
what is true rest?
你明白吗?
Do you see?
约翰在这里讲每一个故事的时候,
every time John speaks of a story,
背后都是很奇妙的故事的,
behind there's an amazing story, an amazing principle.
弟兄姊妹,
somebody who had a Sabbath but no rest,
神给他安息了,
God gave him rest.
但在犹太教里面,
but in Jewish religion, this is a huge violation. It's a problem.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, you see that? The Holy Spirit is going to arrive. And our Lord wants to release people.
所以在这个时候,
so John tells us some stories. That's not found in any other gospel. But not only stories.
那个不只是神迹,
not only is it a miracle.
那个也是告诉我们我们主要做什么事。
It also tells us what the Lord wants to do.
所以有一个生来瞎眼的,
so there was one who was born blind.
结果主就把他医好了。
And the Lord healed him.
然后法利赛人就紧张起来。
And the Pharisees got nervous.
他们要确定这件事是假的。
They wanted to see and prove that it was something false that happened. They couldn't believe it was true. And a big reason. It had to do with their theology. It had to do with their theology.
为什么呢?
Why? When they read the Old Testament.
你知道说有一天弥赛亚要来。
They knew that the Messiah was to arrive. Before the Messiah is to arrive, many special things
will
happen. Of course, when the Messiah comes, there will be miracles. But the problem is
this.
There are also miracles in the Old Testament. The resurrection of the dead. You have this miracle, this other miracle. The crossing of the Red Sea. How do you know the one to come is the Messiah? If you read the Old Testament, Testament. If the Messiah were to come, how do you know he's the Messiah?
他要行一个神迹,
he is to perform a miracle.
是旧约里面没有过的,
a miracle that can't be found in the Old Testament.
只有在新约有的,
can only be found in the New Testament.
你就知道他一定是弥赛亚了,
then you know he's the Messiah.
所以旧约里面有预言呢,
so in the Old Testament there's prophecy.
弥赛亚来的, 他要开人的眼睛,
the Messiah, when he comes, he will open up people's eyes.
这个只是预言,
this is just a prophecy.
这个从来没有发生过的,
but it never happened.
好了，现在
now
这里有一个人
there's a man
真的把一个生来是瞎眼的眼睛把它开了
that really opened the eyes of one who was born blind.
这个法利赛人不能接受,
the Pharisees could not accept
这根本顶撞他们的神学,
this is absolutely against their theology.
这个等于把旧约圣经踩在脚底下,
it's as if you're stomping on the Old Testament.
他不能接受他,
they cannot accept
除非你投降,
unless you surrender
他就是弥赛亚,
that he is the Messiah.
否则的话,
or else
不可能的,
it's impossible.
怎么可能呢?
How's it possible? Here is one who made one who was born blind to see.
所以他们就拷问那个瞎子,
so they tested the blind,
找他的父母,
and asked parents.
所以弟兄姊妹目的就是他们不相信, 怎么样就是不相信,
the reason is because they did not believe.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
主借着这个故事,
the Lord used the story,
约翰借着这个神迹,
John used this sign,
告诉我们什么,
to tell us,
我们的主就是弥赛亚,
our Lord is the Messiah.
那弥赛亚来, 你怎么知道他是弥赛亚?
How do you know he is the Messiah?
当然弥赛亚来要把以色列人从罗马的铁蹄底下, 从外邦铁蹄下拯救出来。
Of course, when the Messiah comes, he is to save them from the rule of the Romans,
Gentiles,
and Gentiles.
那么但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
你知道弥赛亚来要开人的眼睛,
Messiah is to come to open up eyes.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
以色列人说等候已久的弥赛亚已经来了。
the Messiah that the children of Israel were waiting for has
arrived. 我们的主就是开人眼睛。
Our Lord is the one who opens up eyes.
弟兄姊妹，这什么意思？
What does that mean?
你不要忘记。
Don't forget.
我们都是生来瞎眼的。
We were all born blind.
当一个人吃了善恶树果子以后。
When we ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and
evil. 圣经说亚当夏娃两个眼睛都明亮了。
And the Bible says Adam and Eve, their eyes were open.
他们看见自己赤裸。
They saw their nakedness.
他们有了自觉。
They had their own intuition.
所以吃了知识善恶树果子。
So when they ate of that forbidden fruit,
结果就把他们里面的人格魂就 activated.
So then their
激发出来了。
Their spirit was activated.
所以他们就变成，所以他就变得非常的 self-conscious, 变得非常的
自我
自觉的。但是弟兄姊妹，很不幸的。
But unfortunately,
就在他吃善恶树果子那天
when they ate of that fruit,
人里面的眼睛死掉了
the inner eyes died.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故
for this reason,
现在人离开神非常非常的远
now man is very distant from God.
不是没有敬拜
not that there's no worship.
要么是虚假的敬拜，要么是婴儿的敬拜
now there's a false worship or a shadow worship.
但是感谢神
but thank God.
时候将到
An hour has come.
我们的主来到地上。
Our Lord has come.
不光拯救我们，不下地要上天堂。
Not only to save us from hell to go into heaven.
不光要解决，不光要拯救我们脱离我们的罪。
Not only to save us from our sin.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
神创造我们的时候
，when God created us，
他把灵放在我们里。
He put the spirit in us.
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
你明白吗？今天有一个人送给你一栋房子。
It's as if somebody will give you a house.
他把收音机都装在房子里面。
And he puts the radio built in.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
这就是你随时随地可以听纽约的音乐。
That means you can hear that music in New York anytime.
所以我们的神创造人就要寻找这样的人来拜他。
So God, when he created man, he seeks those to worship him.
但是很可惜。
But very sad.
人堕落犯罪。
Man sinned and fell.
结果撒旦就夺去了那个敬拜。
And the Satan stole away that worship.
结果你看，借着偶像，撒旦就得着敬拜。
And through idols, Satan was worshipped.
这是整个旧约的故事。
This is the story of the Old Testament.
这是耶稣还没有钉十字架以前的故事。
This is the story before the crucifixion.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在我们的主来的，他真正的弥赛亚。
Now he's the true Messiah.
他要拯救我们。
He is to save us.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
他把他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
He saved his people from sin, out of sin.
圣经没有说。
The Bible does not say.
把他的百姓从罗马帝国的辖制底下拯救出来。
He did not say that he saved his people out of the dominion of the Roman Empire.
你如果把他们从罗马帝国拯救出来。
If you were to save them from the Roman Empire.
他们还是奴隶。
They are still slaves.
你知道被奴隶的人是奴隶。被奴隶的人是奴隶。
Those who are enslaved are slaves.
而那些奴隶别人的罗马的皇帝还是奴隶。
And those emperors who have put them in slavery, they are still slaves.
他们做罪的奴隶。
They are slaves of sin.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
我们的主就做的弥赛亚比这个大多了。
Our Lord the Messiah is something greater.
我们的主要做人类的救主。
He wants to be the savior of all mankind.
他不光要救以色列人
，not only save the children，
他也要救外邦人
，but also Gentiles.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
他的名字叫耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
他要把他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
He wants to save his people out of sin.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？这就是主的工作。
This is his work.
所以我们的主为我们钉在十字架。
So our Lord died for us on the cross.
所以我们的主为我们舍命流血。
So he died for us and shed his blood.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在很清楚了。
Now it's clear.
我们的主做我们的救主。
Our Lord is our Savior.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
我们的主要开我们的眼。
The Lord wants to open our eyes.
我们这些人都是瞎眼的。
We are all blind.
我举一个故事，我讲一个故事给大家。
Let me tell you a story.
这个故事呢？结尾不是很好，先警告大家。
I want to tell you the ending is not very good.
我们期待这样的故事非常 romantic， 是非常美好的。
We think that's a very romantic story.
从前有一个故事啊，说是有一个年轻人呢，到一个山谷里边去访问。
That there was a young person who actually went into the valley to visit.
结果发现那个山谷里面的通通是盲人，眼睛都是瞎的。
He noticed that within that valley, all those people that were inhabited that valley were blind.
他自己眼睛是开的。
But he was not blind.
结果呢，他就爱上了其中的一个女孩子。
And then he fell in love with one a girl in that valley.
结果他们要谈婚嫁。
And they talked about marriage.
那个女孩子就开一个条件。
But this girl had one condition.
她说我们都是瞎眼的。
She said, "We are all blind."
只有你一个眼睛是开的。
You are the only one who has open eyes.
所以你太奇怪，你是个艺术，太奇怪了。
You are very different than us.
You're too strange. 所以如果你要娶我的话
，So if you are to marry me,
有一个条件
，One condition.
你两个眼睛要挖下来。
You have to take out your two eyes.
你像我们一样。
You are, have to be like us.
那么我就嫁给你。
Then I will marry you.
所以那个年轻人就考虑一个晚上。
So the young man thought about it overnight.
那最后呢，他还是回到山上去。
At the very end, he left and went back to the mountains.
他不能娶这个女孩。
He could not marry this woman.
所以我们说这个故事应该很 romantic, 结果没有 romantic.
We thought this should be a romantic story, but it was actually not.
但这只是故事，不是真的嘛。
Of course, this is just a story, not true.
但是我要告诉大家一个真的故事。
But let me tell you a true story.
一个真实的故事。
A true story.
2000年前。
2000 years ago.
我们的主来到地上。
When our Lord came to this earth.
只有他的眼睛是亮。
Only his eyes were open.
我们的眼睛都是瞎的。
We were all blind.
为什么这个约翰福音给我们看就父怀的独生子能把它表明出来呢？
Why did John show that only he could be revealed through the only begotten son?
因为约翰福音给我们看见我们的主像老鹰一样。
Because John shows that our Lord is like an eagle.
你知道老鹰有个特点。
You know a special feature of the eagle.
他的眼睛和普通眼睛不一样。
His eye is very different than any other eye.
他的眼睛可以直接看太阳，他可以不瞎。
The eye of the eagle can look at the sun directly without getting blinded.
这是老鹰。
This is an eagle.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主在父的怀里。
Our Lord was in the bosom of the Father.
神像太阳一样。
Our God is like the sun.
他看着太阳，他的眼睛从来没有瞎。
When he looked at the sun, his eyes were not blinded.
我们这些人为什么瞎？
Why are we blinded?
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
所以自从我们堕落犯罪以后
，Ever since we sinned and fell，
弟兄姊妹，我们眼睛不能不瞎。
We cannot help but be blinded.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白了。
Now do you understand?
主耶稣从天上来到地上。
When the Lord descended from heaven，
好像那个年轻人到了那个山谷里面。
It's as if that young man going into the valley。
神爱世人。
God so loved the world，
甚至将他独生子赐给他。
That he gave his only begotten son。
我们的主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
弟兄姊妹
But then, sister,
所以他要拯救我们
He wants to save us.
当然我们的条件是什么
Of course, what is our condition?
他太不平凡了
That he is not very common.
我们希望他跟我们一样
We want him to be like us.
所有的 modern theology, 所有的近代的神学
All modern theology.
所有那些不信派
All those,
所有的不信派
The,
就是那些不相信的人
All those atheists.
那么你知道他们就是要把主耶稣拉得跟普通人一样。
They want to bring the Lord down to the level of common man.
弟兄姊妹，你看你们，甚至 evangelical 的 people.
Even evangelical.
他们描写主耶稣的时候
，When they describe the Lord.
他有人性，不错。
He does have a human nature.
但是不知不觉把他降低到我们的层次。
But many times they descend him to our level.
这是不可能的，弟兄姊妹。
That's impossible.
你看见吗？我们是人，他也是人。
We are man. He is also.
他是有眼睛。我们是没有眼睛的。
He has eyes, we don't have eyes.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Do you see that?
他是看见谁眼睛不被销毁的。
He can see God and his eyes are not destroyed.
所以弟兄姊妹，他爱我们。
He loves us.
弟兄，他要拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
所以他不像那个年轻人一样。
He is not like that young man.
他不是来了就回去了。
He did not come and then leave.
没有，他来的目的就是爱我们。
He came because he loved us.
他要娶我们。
He wants to marry us.
他要与我们联合。
He wants to be united with us.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然人希望把他降低到。
Even though man wants to lower him to our level,
但是不
but no.
你看见我们的主要救拔我们，要把我们提升。
Our Lord wants to elevate us.
所以怎么办呢？
So what happens?
他要开我们的眼睛。
He wants to open our eyes.
那么我们要问，
we have to ask.
他怎么开我们的眼睛？
How does he open our eyes?
感谢神。
Thank God.
你记不记得当他为我们挂在十字架上？
Do you remember when he was nailed to the cross?
头三个钟头。
The first 3 hours.
他能说父啊，赦免他们。
He said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they do.
他与父神之间有亲密的交通。
He had a sweet fellowship with the Father.
虽然经过许多的苦难。
Even though suffering much.
虽然经过十字架的摧残。
Even though going through the suffering of the cross.
那个 agony, 那个摧残是没有人能形容。
That agony that he went through is indescribable.
所有钉十字架都是要 curse, 都要咒诅的。
All those who are crucified curse.
你从来没有想到有一个甜蜜的泉源能从这样子流下来的。
You don't think that there's a wonderful spring spitting coming forth from the cross.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
所以头三个钟头。
So for the first three hours.
证明主耶稣是神的儿子。
It proves that the Lord was the Son of God.
是父怀的独生子。
He was the Son of the God from the
bosom. 他最痛苦的时候。
When he was in the most pain.
他眼睛看见神。
His eyes saw God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
他能与父神有亲密的交通。
He has sweet communion with the Father.
虽然是最痛苦的。
Even though it was the most painful time.
他忘记他自己。
He forgot himself.
他不为自己祷告。
He did not think about himself.
他为钉他十字架人祷告。
He prayed for those who crucified him.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they do.
现在问题在这里。
Here's the problem.
神要不要听这个祷告？
Is God going to listen to this prayer?
如果神听这个祷告，
If God is to answer this prayer,
那什么意思？
What does that mean?
如果神说我听你的祷告，
If God says I'll listen to your
我赦免他们了，
I will forgive them.
他们虽然犯罪，我赦免他们。
Even though they sin, I'll forgive them.
不错，神是爱的神。
God is a God of love.
但是忘记了，
But if God,
神也是公义的神。
But don't forget, He's also a righteous.
在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament.
如果把一个有罪的人当作无罪的，这是不义。
If you are to treat a sinner as one without sin, that's not righteous.
神不能够不义。
God cannot be unrighteous.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
头三个钟头，
the first 3 hours,
是人摧残我们的主。
The man is calling out to the Lord.
人做的最坏的坐在主的身上。
They, all the evil they've done, they did in that time.
结果神做的最好的坐在人的身上。
And yet it was the best that the Lord did in response to
them. 一点都不错。不光是犹太人把我们主钉在十字架，
Not only did the Jews crucify our Lord,
外邦也钉在主耶稣，
The Gentiles also crucified.
我们罪人的罪把主耶稣钉在十字架上，
We sinners crucified him.
所以这一段证明是神，是证明人把他钉在十字架上。
So it proves that man crucified him.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget,
应做要满足神的公义的缘故，
To fulfill his righteousness.
你看见吗？现在神不能不义，
God cannot help but be righteous.
所以他让他儿子就站在我们的地位上。
So he allowed his son to step in our stead.
站在人子的地位上。
He stood in our stead.
弟兄姊妹，
as a son of man.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
现在神要做一件事。
God is going to do one thing.
让他的慈爱和他的公义在十字架上相遇。
So that his love and his righteousness can meet on the cross.
这是宇宙中最高的智慧。
This is the in throughout the universe the highest wisdom.
所以保罗说，钉十字架的基督乃是神的智慧。
So Paul said the crucified Christ is God's wisdom.
因着这个缘故，
for this reason,
后面三个钟头，
the last 3 hours,
根据以赛亚书，
according to Isaiah,
是神把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
It is God who crucified our Lord on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
do you see that?
你们有很多人不是看过一部电影吗？
Many of you have seen the movie,
叫 The Passion of Christ.
The Passion of the Christ.
你如果看这部电影的话，
if you watch this
你以为主耶稣所受的痛苦不过身体上的痛苦。
You feel that Jesus only suffered in his body.
这个世界上有人说我们有罪就是因为身体害我们的。
Many times people say we have sin because we blame it on the body.
因为这个电影的导演有这个观念。
Because the director of this film had this concept.
所以他尽量的让你看见主耶稣身体受了何等的痛苦。
So he kept showing you the suffering that the Lord suffered.
只有诗篇22篇。
But only Psalm 22.
告诉我们主耶稣灵魂。
Tells us how much the Lord suffered in His spirit.
你所看见的那部电影，
the movie you saw,
只是人把主耶稣钉在十字架上，
just that man crucified the Lord on the cross.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
后面三个钟头，
the last 3 hours,
是神定义把他压伤的。
God was the one who bruised him.
所以让我们记得，
let us remember,
前三个钟头是神人把主耶稣钉十字架，
the first 3 hours, man crucified,
后面三个钟头，
the last 3 hours,
是神把他钉在十字架，
God crucified him.
所以不要忘记，
don't forget,
有的人替，有的很多人替犹大抱不平，
some people speak on behalf of Judas,
觉得犹大没有功劳也有苦劳，那不要出翻译，就是觉得好像犹大，如果不是犹大，主耶稣不会钉十字架，不会钉十字架我们就没有救恩。
Some people believe that if Judas didn't do what he did, then he wouldn't be crucified and we wouldn't be saved.
弟兄怎么错了？
Wrong.
原因在哪里呢？
What's the reason?
如果光是头三个钟头的故事的话，
If we were to only think of the first 3 hours,
你可以这样想的，
You could think this.
到了后三个钟头，
But the latter 3 hours,
你看见是我们的神把我们的主钉在十字架，
Our God crucified our Lord on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要为着这个救恩来感谢。
For this salvation, we need to thank him.
在那个时候，
At that time,
主耶稣站在你的地位，站在我的地位上。
The Lord stood on your stead and in my stead.
当神看见我们的罪都在归在他儿子的身上。
When he saw that all the sins were upon his son.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
请我们记得
Let us remember
这件事从来没有发生过
This had never happened before
现在你看见所有人的罪都压在他儿子的身上
The sin of everyone was upon his son
弟兄姊妹神是圣洁的神
God is a holy God.
神看见这样的罪
When God sees that sin,
他就掩面不看他的儿子
He turned his face around.
就在这个时候
At that time,
我们的主呼喊说我的神我的神你为什么离弃
At that time, our Lord cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
他为什么这样说
Why did he say that?
斯大林应该这样说的
Stalin should say that.
这个希特勒应该这样说
Hitler should say that.
所有罪人
All the sinners
都要说我的神我的神你为什么离开
should say my God why hast thou forsaken
人堕落犯罪以后不说我的神我的神你为什么离开我
when man has fallen in sin they cry out my God why hast thou forsaken
现在主耶稣站在我们的地位上
but now the Lord is standing in our stead
他与父神从来没有断绝过交通
he and the father had never stopped communing
他最痛苦的时候
When his most painful,
他还看见父亲的笑脸
he would be able to see the smiley face of his father.
父亲的笑脸，十字架再痛苦，能够忍受下去。
If he can see the smiling face of the father, he can endure the cross.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
请你记得一件事
Remember what
在整个宇宙历史里面
Throughout the history,
从来没有发生过这件事
This has never happened before.
那一位与父神有亲密交通的那一位
The one who had sweet fellowship with the father.
我为着你，为着我的
For you and for me.
因着我们的罪压在他的身上
Because all our sins were born upon him.
因着我们的罪，我们是瞎眼的。
Because of our sins, we are blind.
我们看不见神。
We cannot see God.
一秒钟都看不见。
We can't see him for one second.
但是为着我们能看见。
So that we could see.
弟兄姊妹，大概在几万万万万分之一秒里面。
In the thousands and thousands of milliseconds.
神掩面不看他。
The God turned his face around.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你能够想象。
Do you, can you imagine?
我们人有生离死别。
We all have a birth.We have our life, we have sickness, and we have... And we die.
你看我们有许许多的分别的时候。
We have many different segments.
分别是最痛苦的一种刑罚。
When we have different separation, separation is when we hurt the most.
我们知道说父神和主从来没有离开过。
We know that the Father and the Son never were separate.
在神的字典里面。
In God's dictionary.
什么不什么从来没有是儿他儿子分开没有这件事。
There is no such thing as separation with the Son.
我们的主不是罪，根本没有犯过罪。
We had never sinned.
他向我们的主。
Our Lord had never sinned.
他向来讨父神的喜欢。
He always was pleasing to the Father.
在最痛苦的时候
and even the most difficult and painful time, he can see the smiling face of our Father.
因着你我的缘故
but for you and me,
在几万分之一秒里
in milliseconds,
他看不见神的
he could not see the Father's face.
什么意思
What does that mean?
他像我们一样
he was like us.
好像为着你我好像他的眼睛瞎了
for you and me, he was blinded, as if.
只是那么一段时间
for that millisecond.
怎么我们是看不见的
we can't see.
我们多少千年都是看不见的
in years and years, we cannot see.
但是我们的主爱我们到一个地步
but the Lord loved us to a point.
在几万万万万万分之一秒里面
and thousands, thousands and thousands of milliseconds.
为着你的罪为着我的罪
for you and for my sin.
看不见了
he could not see.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
你看见吗因着他看不见了
because he could not see.
叫我们的眼睛能够看见
That is why our eyes are open.
因为他说渴了
He said, I thirst.
所以你可以他可以对我们说你们就不再渴了
He can tell us that you no longer thirst.
为什么
Why?
现在你看见神了
Now you see God.
现在你不在影子里面敬拜了
No longer do you worship in shadow.
现在你能够敬拜神了
Now you can worship God.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
十字架那是我们主敬拜的地方
The cross is where our Lord worship our Lord.
他敬拜神从来没有困难的
To worship our Lord was never difficult.
但是为着你为着
But for you and for me,
他尝尽了地狱的痛苦
He entered into the pain of hell.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank you,
这就是因着主所做的。
Because of what the Lord did.
结果他做了我们的救主。
He became our Savior.
他就是我们的弥赛亚。
He is our Messiah.
叫我们的眼睛能够开启。
That our eyes are open.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord,
现在你记住了。
Now it's clear.
我们的主升到天上。
Our Lord has risen to heaven.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
就在天上。
In heaven,
然后圣灵就降下来。
The Holy Spirit
他从死里复活。
And after he resurrected,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在圣灵重生了我们。
We are regenerated by the Holy Spirit.
所以叫我们的眼睛就看见。
So our eyes are open.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白。
Now do you understand?
现在我们眼睛是明亮的。
Our eyes are open.
现在我们能够敬拜神。
We can worship God.
所以这是很清楚的。
It is very clear.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
那么主说时候将到是怎么到法呢？
So when the Lord says an hour is coming, what does that mean?
是约翰告诉我们最清楚。
John tells us very clearly.
到了约翰福音、约翰启示录第四章、第五章的时候。
When it reaches Revelations 4 and 5,
给我们看见天上的光景。
We see the situation in the heavens.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
稀奇的
很。It's amazing.
你不觉得很稀奇吗？
Do you think it's amazing?
对犹太人来说，
for the Jews,
圣殿有外院，有圣所，有至圣所。
In the temple, there's the outer court, the holy place, the holy
holies. 然后约翰告诉我们的主耶稣升天了。
And John says the Lord ascended.
创世纪启示录第一章、第二章、第三章。
Revelations 1, 2, and 3.
主耶稣在圣所里面。
He is in the holy place.
所以主耶稣升天了，他在圣所里面。
He ascended to heaven. He is in the holy place.
到了第四章。
But when you arrive in chapter
4, 你看见我们到了宝座了。
We've arrived at the throne.
所以证明到了至圣所了。
It means that we arrive at the holy of holies.
现在我们才明白过来。
Now we understand.
这个宇宙原来是个圣殿。
This universe is a temple.
有至圣所，有圣所。
There's the holy place and the holy of holies.
但是你说不对。
But you say no.
如果圣殿应该有外院才对。
So if it's a temple, then you have the outer court.
那外院什么时候开始有的呢？
Where's the outer court?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 你看见吗？主耶稣为我们钉十字架的时候，
When the Lord was crucified,
你看见没有？
Do you see?
本来那个犹太圣殿那个祭坛所预表的就是主耶稣钉十字架这件事。
The altar in the temple that typified, that was a type of the cross.
那个外院不过是影子。
That outer court was a shadow.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们主真的为我们在地上钉在十字架上。
Our Lord indeed was nailed to the cross for us.
所以我们这个地球就变成 outer court.
So this globe is our outer court.
我们整个地球就变成外院了。
So this globe is the outer court.
然后你看大祭司从外院到圣所到至圣所。
So the high priest went from the outer court to the holy place to the holy of holies.
这是希伯来书告诉我们的。
This is what Hebrews tells us.
他怎样从外院到圣所，然后到至圣。
How he went from the outer court to the holy place to the holy of holies.
到外院。
And the outer court.
到了至圣圣所，到最后到至圣所。
To the holy place and to the holy of holies. 弟兄姊妹， brothers and sisters.
到了那个时候，有什么事情发生？
What happened then?
弟兄姊妹，这个在旧约你看不清楚。
You don't see it clearly in the Old Testament.
到了新约，我们才明白。
We only understand the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
我们的主升到天上。
Our Lord ascended to heaven.
圣经告诉我们说，是羔羊站在那里。
The Bible tells us the lamb stood there.
羔羊什么意思？
What does the lamb mean?
证明他刚刚，证明他钉十字架。
That means that he was crucified.
而原文是刚刚被杀的。
And in the original, it means the lamb that was just slain.
表示他刚刚升到天上。
The one who just ascended to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
然后什么事情发生？
What happened?
首先你看见，根据根据这个这个根据使徒行传第二章。
According to Acts chapter 2,
你看见他就从父那里领受了圣灵。
And then he received the Holy Spirit from the Father. 然后
就浇灌下来。
And he poured it forth.
所以圣经那里就告诉我们说。
So that he told us.
羔羊有七个眼，有七个眼，乃是七个灵被差遣往普天下去。
So the lamb has seven eyes, the seven spirits that were sent forth.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就是五旬节的情形。
That is the story of Pentecost.
那不光如此。
But not only that.
他不光从父那里领受了圣灵。
Not only did he receive from the Father the Holy Spirit.
他也从父那里领受了那。
He also received that scroll.
没有人配得展开那个书卷。
No one was worthy of opening that scroll.
这一卷书就证明说我们的神立他为主为基督。
And that scroll proved that he made him Christ and Lord.
那不光如此。
But not only that.
根据腓立比书第二章告诉我们。
According to Philippians 2.
就在那个时候，他从父那里就领受了超万民之上的名。
That he was highly exalted and received the name above all names.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
现在就说。现在到了那日，你们要奉这个名，无论求什么，我都答应你们。
And the Lord said, no matter what you ask in that day, if you ask in my name, I will answer.
所以弟兄姊妹，这都是圣天的故事，你看见吗？
This is all the story of the century.
所以等到这些事情发生的时候，
after all these things happen,
稀奇的很，
amazing.
你知道说长老跟四活物就赞美了。
The elders and the four living creatures started to worship.
甚至说他们在羔羊面前下拜。
They prostrated before the Lamb.
什么叫 上的敬拜。
What is worship?
乃是在羔羊面前下拜。
That is to prostrate before the Lamb.
这个就是新约的敬拜。
This is the New Testament worship.
那怎么样？那然后下面你就知道。
Now you know.
那唯有我们的主配展开那个书卷。
Only He was worthy of opening the scroll.
什么叫敬拜
？What is worship?
因为我们主配得的。
Because He is worthy.
所以这是长老跟二十四长老跟四活物的敬拜，二十四个长老跟四活物的敬拜。
The 24 elders and the four living creatures, that is how they worship.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget.
如果你把镜头只对准宝座是这样。
If you looked of the camera angle towards the throne, that's how it is.
如果你把镜头再往后退的话。
But if you widen the camera angle.
不光二十四个长老敬拜。
Not only 24 elders worship.
所有的天使也敬拜。
All the angels are worshiping.
你看见二十四个长老唱新歌。
Yes, the 24 elders sing a new song.
他们唱的乃是副歌 chorus.
And then what they sing is a chorus.
你看见宇宙中从来没有这样赞美的声音。
There is none in the universe. There has never been such a voice.
然后四活物代表万物在那赞美的时候。
And the four living creatures representing all of creation.
圣经说天上地下地底下的都在那同声的赞美。
The heavens and the earth and below the earth were all worshiping.
然后长老和四活都说阿门。
And all the four creatures and 24 elders said amen.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 是约翰给我们看。
Only John shows us.
那个宇宙的敬拜，真实的敬拜是个什么样的敬拜
？The worship in the universe, the true worship, how it is.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
这个是宇宙的圣殿。
This is the universal temple.
感谢神。我们如果在里面有一口井的话
，If we have inside us one well,
用心灵和诚实来拜他的话
，And if we worship Him in spirit and in truth,
那就是告诉我们说
，It tells us
圣灵活水在井水里面
，The living water is in the well,
就好像圣灵在我们的灵里面
，It's as if the Holy Spirit is in our spirit.
所以我们这个人就变作神的殿
，So we are the temple of God.
所以如果你读哥林多前书三章十六节的话
，If you read 1 Corinthians 3:16,
你们就是神的殿
，You are the temple of God.
圣灵住在你们里面
，because the Holy Spirit there lives in you.
所以不是这一座山，也不是那一座山。
It's not this mountain or that mountain.
这是新约的敬拜。
This is the New Testament worship.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers,
现在你看见吗
？Do you see?
是约翰很清楚的给我们看见这一幅图画。
John very clearly gives us this picture.
什么叫敬拜呢
？What is worship?
在旧约的影儿。
In the Old Testament's shadow.
我们是创造宇宙的神。
We worship the God who created the universe.
他不住在人所创造的殿里面。
He does not abide in the temple that man created.
有的不过是影子。
Some is shadows.
有的根本是假的。
Some is false.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
你看见整个的宇宙。
When we see the whole universe.
天上地下地底下。
When we see the heavens, the earth, and below the earth.
感谢主。
We
thank God. 现在圣灵率领我们敬拜。
The Holy Spirit leads us into worship.
感谢神。风随着意思吹。
The wind still blows.
随着意思吹。
The wind still
blows.
The wind blows where it wishes.
所以我们看见说，这个整个敬拜是圣灵在那里主导的。
And the worship is the Holy Spirit leading.
我们在那里跟随的。
We follow.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个敬拜就是新约的敬拜。
This worship is New Testament.
但愿主开我们的眼。
May the Lord open our eyes.
给我们看见。
May we see.
这是何等稀奇的事。
It's an amazing thing.
你读整本的约翰福音。
When you read the whole Gospel of John.
第一章给我们看见他是。支搭帐道成肉身支搭帐篷在人的中间
We see that in the first chapter of John that he tabernacled among us
主耶稣就是那个会幕
He is that tabernacle
到了第二章
In chapter 2
他说人毁坏这殿三天要再建起来
He said destroy this temple in 3 days I will raise it up
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
他就是那个圣殿
He is that temple
很稀奇的
It's amazing
到了安息日的时候
On the Sabbath
他是安息日的主
He is the Lord of the Sabbath
他能够叫一个在安息日没有安息人能够得住安息
He can allow somebody who has a Sabbath but no rest have rest
有的宗教可以把安息日给人
some religions can give us the Sabbath
但他们不能把安息日安息日给人
but they cannot give you the rest of the Sabbath
我们的主呢
our Lord can
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 到了祝棚节的时候
when you arrive at the Feast of Tabernacles
以色列人都等候神的荣耀能够回来
all the children of Israel were waiting for the glory of God
主耶稣说我已经回来了
the Lord said I already returned
人若渴了可以到我这来喝
if any man thirsts you can come to me
你们看见圣殿水从圣殿流出来
you can see the water flowing from the temple
信我的人从他的腹中要流出活水的江河
and those who believe in me from their depths shall flow rivers of living water
到了第十章有修殿节
in chapter 10 you have the feast of dedication.
弟兄姊妹，你如果看，这都是旧约的敬拜。
This is all Old Testament
worship. 但是约翰告诉我们，
but John tells us,
什么叫做新约的敬拜？
What is the New Testament
worship? 到了最后，
at the end,
主耶稣钉十字架的时候，
when Jesus was crucified,
是约翰告诉我们，
John told us,
是在正月十四号逾越节那天，主耶稣钉在十字架。
On the Passover, January 14th was when he was crucified.
许多人在那还杀逾越节羔羊的时候，
when many were still slaying lambs,
祭司从12点到3点钟忙着杀羔羊。
And the priests were busy killing lambs from 12 to 3.
而主耶稣说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
And yet our Lord said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是约翰的启示。
This is the revelation.
约翰给我们看见。
John tells.
新约的敬拜是怎样的敬拜
？What the worship in the New Testament is.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace.
把这些话深深地藏在我们的心。
May He hide these words in our hearts.
教会里经过了2000年的历史。
Through 2,000 years of history,
弟兄姊妹，很不幸的，
unfortunately,
许多时候我们已经回到旧约去。
Many times we return back to the Old Testament.
包括今天的情形这样。
Even today,
你看有许多很热闹的敬拜。
Many times there is a very noisy worship.
你看有许多 mega church, 很大的礼拜堂。
There are many mega churches.
但是问题在哪里？
Where's the problem?
主所要的，
what the Lord wants,
那是真正拜父的，
is the one who truly worships the Father.
感谢神。弟兄姊妹，我们的主自己把这条荣耀的道路赏给我们。
Our Lord Himself gave us this glorious way.
但愿主祝福他自己的。
May the Lord bless His words.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把这些话恭敬地交在你的手里。
Lord, we want to commit these words into Your hands.
我们求圣灵继续做工。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to do it.
我们特别想到我们年轻的一代。
We especially pray for the young generation.
但愿他们不是失落的一代。
May they not be a lost generation.
求你得着他们。
May you gain them.
主啊，但愿在你还没回来以前。
Before you return.
但愿有人能够起来迎接你的回来。
May there be those who would rise up and welcome your return.
但愿记这一段的信息。
May these messages
能够深深地种在每一个人里面。
Deeply be put in our lives.
听我们的祷告。
We listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.